No executive order. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden says he won't act independently from Congress and issue executive orders on gun safety. He explained last night as he appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
I don't want to emulate Trump's abuse of the Constitution and constitutional authority. And I mean that sincerely because I often get asked, look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Lawmakers in the House took action on guns yesterday, passing a bill that would, among other things, raise the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle to 21. That bill, though, has a slim chance of passage in the Senate. Fox's Jared Halpern says the House passed the bill after a committee heard from Uvalde and Buffalo victims and family members.
Fourth grade student Mia Cedillo says after her teacher and classmates were shot at Robb Elementary School,
I thought he was going to come back to the room. So I grabbed the blood and put it all over me.
Mia called 911. Lexi Rubio was killed with 18 other students. Her mother, Kimberly Rubio, telling the House Oversight Committee.
Today, we stand for Lexi. And as her voice, we demand action.
Another House committee is ready for prime time. Starting tonight, the panel investigating the Capitol riot will broadcast hearings live. California Democratic Congressman Pete Aguilar.
This is not a responsibility that anyone on the committee takes lightly, but it's absolutely necessary to set the record straight for the American public.
Republicans accuse Democrats of using the hearings to fire up their base for the November midterms. And gas prices rose again yesterday. AAA says the national average now $4.97 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congressional lawmakers are considering a serious effort to advance a bill that would beef up security for Supreme Court justices and their families. That after police arrested a California man yesterday on charges of attempting to kill Justice Kavanaugh. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
They need to stop their multi-week blockade against the Supreme Court security bill and pass it before the sun sets today.
Police arrested John Roskey near Kavanaugh's Maryland home. A Marine Corps Osprey aircraft crashed yesterday in Southern California with five Marines on board. Local media report four crew members died. That aircraft was based at Camp Pendleton. More planes loaded with baby formula from other countries are on their way to the U.S.
One flight carrying infant formula from Australia is set to arrive in Pennsylvania today, with another from Germany scheduled to land in Fort Worth, Texas. An additional Australian shipment is due to arrive in California on Saturday. It's part of the Operation Fly Formula international campaign to ease formula shortages in the U.S. Over the next 3 weeks, the White House says more than 300,000 pounds of Kendamil infant formula will be shipped to the U.S. from London. The Biden administration says Operation Fly Formula has shipped the equivalent of 1.5 million bottles of Nestle infant formula and is sourcing flights for millions more from Australia and the UK. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Sad news out of Northern California. A woman says her heroic dog, Eva, who defended her from a mountain lion attack last month, died yesterday. The two-year-old suffered skull fractures in her fight against the big cat. And no winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot rolls over for an estimated $229 million Saturday night. Might need that to pay for those gas prices. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.